All right, so you know, we're on to Oakland here, and you know, big win for them. Really couple seconds away from being 3-0. So you know, they're a good football team. All three phases of the game, very explosive. Got a lot of big, fast guys playing with a lot of confidence, and of course, we're going out there on the road. So it'll be a big challenge for us this week to get ready for the type of team that we're going to be facing.
You know, Bill, they run the ball like crazy. We spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the explosive pass attacks and how this is an unprecedented league in the year and passing and all this. Is this a rare team that is like a sort of an old school just running team, I guess?
Well, they definitely like to run the ball. They got good backs, good offensive line. They emphasize it a lot. You can see they're pretty good at it, and those backs are really special, and they throw enough deep balls, and they do enough in the passing game to make you worry about that, too. You just can't just stop one thing. But they're certainly a very good running team, one of the best we'll face, and that'll be a big challenge for us.
You guys are heading out to the West Coast. Is there any? Is this going to be sort of normal as far as travel plans, or will it be maybe anything different because it's such a long trip?
Yeah, what we normally do going to the West Coast, yeah, shouldn't be anything we haven't done before that way.
Okay, so just head out on Saturday early and go like that.
We're actually leaving Friday after practice.
We've heard the concept of, you know, moving on each week, but when you're game planning for the following week, how much does a player's performance in the previous week go into
it? How much does it go into it? I mean, I really think each week's a new week. Each week presents new challenges, and sometimes the matchups from one week are more or less favorable than the week before. So, and again, a lot of times you never know exactly how a team's going to play anyway, so you have to be ready to make adjustments during the game. You know, you're going with an idea and you have some options, and then based on the way the game unfolds, sometimes it goes a little differently than the way you think it will once you see how it's going. So you try to, just game playing-wise, give yourself enough flexibility to be able to adapt and put your team in the best opportunity you can to be successful and be competitive. We have confidence in all the players on the team and whatever role they're asked to do, and so we'll put them in there and have them do it. If we didn't, then we'd have somebody else.
Bill, have you crossed paths very often with Hugh Jackson, and what do you see he's doing with his new team there?
No, I haven't. So, I mean, just, you know, looking at the team, they're obviously impressive and doing a lot of things well. So, but, you know, that was a strong team, you know, at the end of the season last year, actually all year. You know, they, you know, had a solid year and played very well in their division. So, you know, we studied them quite a bit in the off season to become familiar with them. So, I hadn't played them since 08, and, you know, that's a good football team. It looks like you're getting better.
Bill, Rolando McClain, one of the Raiders linebackers, was asked sort of to describe you guys, and he kind of called you guys a finesse team. I don't know exactly how he meant it. What do you think when you hear a description like that?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask him about it then. I don't really know what he meant or how he meant it or anything else. We're trying to be a winning team. That's what we're trying to be.
I know we talked about some of the running game, and they were successful against the Jets. And they scored a lot of points on the Jets defense. It's pretty good. Is there a specific way that they kind of attack things, or something that stood out as far as how they were able to be so productive against a pretty good unit?
Well, I think overall they had pretty good balance. They definitely ran it, and that opened up some things in the passing game. They kind of do what they usually do. You know, they mix in some gadget plays, some reverses, some things like that, along with their power running game, and do a good job in the passing game of getting the ball down the field, and you know, also getting it through their backs and underneath people too. So they make you defend the whole field, and you know, anytime you can be successful, you know, running the ball, that opens up the play action and the passing game and everything else. So it's good complementary football. They've done a good job of it.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Sounds good. See you tomorrow.